Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Brian Hartzinski. The southern leg of the Keystone XL pipeline is operational. The pipeline went online yesterday. And soon, more than 500,000 barrels of crude oil per day will flow to refineries along Texas's Gulf Coast. As State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, the controversial pipeline project has put Oklahoma in the middle of a debate about energy, environment, and economics.
So today, I've come to Cushing, an oil town.
It was almost 2 years ago when President Obama came to a muddy Oklahoma pipe yard and pledged to fast-track the southern section of TransCanada's Keystone XL pipeline.
Because producing more oil and gas here at home has been and will continue to be a critical part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy.
It was an easy promise for Obama to make because the Oklahoma to Texas pipeline section didn't need presidential approval. But the northern section of the proposed pipeline, which would bring oil from tar sands in Alberta, Canada, through Oklahoma on its way to Texas, did need Obama's approval. But the president rejected TransCanada's permit. The northern portion of Keystone XL has been in environmental impact study limbo since. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Canada's foreign minister last week and said no decision has been made.
An analysis will be made with respect to the national interest, ultimately. And we're just not at that point yet. I haven't received it. They haven't finished it.
Some Oklahoma oil companies that drill in the North Plains say approval of the northern Keystone XL segment would be good for them. But the Texas connection alone will go a long way to help Oklahoma's energy-fueled economy, which centers on Cushing. Right now, the oil hub here is busy. Massive new tanks are erected continuously. The terminal where the Keystone Gulf Pipeline starts is bustling with construction crews. TransCanada's president of Energy and Oil Pipelines, Alex Pourbaix, spoke to reporters shortly after the southern section went into service.
Growing energy production in Oklahoma, Texas, North Dakota, Montana, and Canada have created a giant glut in places like Cushing, Oklahoma, and Gulf Coast refineries couldn't access lower-cost domestic production and were forced to pay premium to ship crude from foreign suppliers.
Andy Lippo is president of Lippo Oil Associates, an energy market consulting firm in Houston.
And it's sort of my opinion that this pipeline, in conjunction with the Plains, Mississippi, and Lime pipeline, the Glass Mountain pipeline, and a number of others, will allow producers in this area to ramp up their drilling and production.
More oil production means more money for Oklahoma, which is currently the number 5 most oil-producing state in the country. And a lot of that oil has been bottlenecked here in Cushing, where it's stored in fields of enormous storage tanks. The glut has hurt the price of Oklahoma oil. There are lots of ways to move crude out of the state, but Oklahoma's infrastructure hasn't kept pace with production.
Well, it's significant because TransCanada says that the capacity is 700,000 barrels a day. Compared to, say, Oklahoma crude oil production, which I want to say is 330,000 barrels a day.
Freeing up the Cushing bottleneck will be good for Oklahoma, but pipelines are just part of the national energy equation. Lippo and other analysts say the U.S. doesn't have enough oil refineries, so this new pipeline might just be helping Oklahoma give its glut to Texas. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of Oklahoma's public media stations. For more on the Keystone XL pipeline, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.